Hi, everybody, and thank you so much for inviting us into your home or your car or wherever we might be. We appreciate being here. We're Mike and Kim from The Good Stuff.
Thanks for all of our radio stations out there along the Good Stuff Network that carries the program for you. And we want to remind you about the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. It's in almost midweek now, and a full list of activities as we go through the week with the ranch rodeo, the regular rodeo, the Bronx for breakfast. I'll tell you what, the best thing to do is just go online, blackhillstockshow.com, click on those little bars and drop down the menu, and you will see a host of things to do in Rapid City during the Black Hills Stock Show event. You know, it's the second biggest event, only second to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota. So blackhillstockshow.com.
It is a huge event and such a wide variety. So check them out online. You'll be amazed at all the different things that are going on. Tri-State Livestock News. It is packed with insight on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just can get a whole lot richer if you subscribe today to Tri-State Livestock News. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Visit TSLN.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
So, can I share something about a monastery?
Sure. Then I have a lost Dr. Seuss poem.
Oh, okay.
That might be interesting.
Catherine entered the Monastery of Silence. The priest said, "Sister, this is a silent monastery. You're welcome here, but as long as you like, you may not speak until directed to do so." Sister Mary Catherine lived in the monastery for 5 years before the priest finally said to her, "Sister Mary Catherine, you have been here for 5 years. You may speak two words." Sister Mary Catherine said, "Hard bed." "I'm sorry to hear that," the priest said. "We will get you a better bed." Another 5 years goes by. Sister Mary was summoned by the priest. "You may now say another two words, sister." "Cold food," said Sister Mary Catherine, and the priest assured her that the food would be better in the future. On her 15th anniversary at the monastery, the priest again called Sister Mary Catherine to his office. "You may say two words." "I quit," said Sister Mary Catherine. And the priest replied, "It's probably best. You've done nothing but complain since you got here."
I love my job. The lost Dr. Seuss poem. I love my job. I love the pay. I love it more and more each day. I love my boss. He is the best. I love his boss and all the rest. I love my office and its location. I hate to have to go on vacation. I love my furniture, drab and gray, and piles of paper that grow each day. I think my job is really swell. There's nothing else I love so well. I love to work among my peers. I love their leers and jeers and sneers. I love my computer and its software. I hug it often, though it won't care. I love each program and every file. I'd love them more if they worked for a while. I'm happy to be here. I am. I am. I'm the happiest slave of the firm I am. I love this work. I love these chores. I love the meetings with deadly bores. I love my job. I'll say it again. I even love those friendly men. Those friendly men who will come today in clean white coats to take me away. I love my job, Dr. Seuss. Okay, Mike, are you ready for this?
No, but let it go anyway.
Okay, I've got some puns. I'd done some puns in a different program, and I had some left over. And these might be my two very favorite ones. This first one is amazing. Mahatma Gandhi, as you know, walked barefoot most of the time, which produced an impressive set of calluses on his feet. He also ate very little, which made him rather frail, and with his odd diet, he suffered from bad breath. This made him what?
I don't know.
This is so bad, it's good. Are you ready? Everybody ready? Do you have your seatbelts on? A super calloused, fragile, mystic, hexed by halitosis.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
You kind of wonder where it's going when it starts off with Mahatma Gandhi, right? And the very last one, I thought these were very amusing. So if you have any puns, make sure you send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. So we'd love to share them. We'd love to share more puns here on The Good Stuff. So here we go. And finally, there was a woman who sent 10 different puns to friends in a hope that at least one of the puns would make them laugh. Unfortunately, no pun intended.
Oh, I'd say boo, but we're out of time. So thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.